Welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show.
Jack Del Rio Show.
Your one-hour conversation with the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You're going to be tested. There's going to be adversity. How you persevere says a lot about what you're going to be as a team.
The Jack Del Rio Show is brought to you by Prudential Network Realty, the Jacksonville Transportation Group, Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company, Ticket Exchange, and Community First Credit Union. To talk to the coach, dial 355-NFL-1. That's 355-6351. Or from outside the Jacksonville calling area, dial 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now to get things started, here's the voice of the Jaguars.
The voice.
Brian Sexton.
Good evening and welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show. Very busy day here around Jacksonville Stadium. I'm Brian Sexton. Joe Fortunato is alongside. And we're told the coach will be with us momentarily. His assistant, Deidre, just walked by and said she gave him the reminder. So we expect him in here at any point in time. And it will be the first time any of us have heard from him since he left his meeting with Wayne Weaver earlier in the day. Now, we did hear from Wayne Weaver. And if you've been listening to News Talk Radio, you've heard all the comments. He believes in Jack, thinks he made the right decision for the franchise. They're going to change some things, and he did not elaborate on that. We will ask Jack if he will elaborate on what those changes might be. Talked about being disappointed in the way the season ended, about being average, meaning the record's 57 and 56. He covered a number of things, but none of us have heard from Jack Del Rio yet. And again, when he joins us on the program, it will be the first time that anyone has. Let me just weigh in on something here. And when the coach comes in, we'll get his opinion of it. I'm going to tell you, understood the conversation about where things were going, but some things just never made sense. Some of the things that I read, that I heard, I just never quite could put my arm around the way things were headed. And the first thing is, well, I couldn't see the head coach of the Jaguars, even though it's his alma mater, picking up and leaving his spot on the competition committee, his spot on the NFL sidelines, and heading back to Southern California. I think you got to separate those two things, but as far as I was concerned, that one didn't make a whole lot of sense. My opinion and my opinion alone. The coach will join us in just a moment, and of course, you are welcome to weigh in here as well. Our phone number, as it has been for 15 years here on News Talk Radio WOKV, is 355-NFL-1. That's 355-6351, 1-800-355-NFL-1 as well. And just to back that one point up for you, I went looking for NFL coaches that left for the college ranks. Couldn't find any. Really. I mean, Al Groh went from the New York Jets to the University of Virginia, which is a place that was near and dear to him. And Bill Callahan, when he left the Raiders, went to Nebraska. But we're talking about the highest level of professional football. And that didn't make any sense to me. And I haven't heard anybody say that. I've just heard all the speculation, all the rumors and the innuendo. And when the coach joins us, we will get his perspective on all of that. Again, he met with owner Wayne Weaver. They have a plan that they have tracked out for 2010 to take this franchise, as the coach said last week, where it belongs, into the postseason. 355-NFL-1. Joe, let's go ahead and take our first break of the evening, get it out of the way, and when we come back, the head coach will join us. Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. Back after this on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Brian Sexton joined now by the head coach of the Jaguars. And folks, when you're looking for department store style at discount prices, look no further than your neighborhood Stein Mart. 7 Jacksonville locations. Stein Mart, once you go, you get it. And the coach is with us. And you can join us, 355-NFL-1. Hey, coach, how are you?
Good. Good evening.
Kind of an interesting day around here. So, the last 2 days for you. I mean, last week you talked to the media and you said you were going to sit down and have a season-ending meeting with the owner and with Gene Smith, which I assume you do every year.
Right.
Okay. So the USC job opens up late last week. Pete Carroll goes to Seattle and all of a sudden gasoline is poured on the fire and it's been roaring for, you know, the better part of the weekend and into Monday. So from your perspective, when you walked in here this morning for your meeting with Wayne, had anything changed? Was it a different meeting than you anticipated having?
No. Okay. No, what it was, I mean, yesterday, I spent the day meeting with staff members, going through a season-ending evaluation, uncovering things that we think we can do better going forward, discussing personnel, which we'll have a personnel meeting later in the week and go over in detail, and then had a lengthy meeting with Gene and just really working on our plan, continuing our plan going forward. I mean, I think if you look at, this past year, all right, and what we set out to do, we accomplished a great deal. We turned the roster over dramatically, aggressively, to put this organization back on track. And, you don't have 33 new players and 16 rookies. You don't give a coach and say, okay, now go win with that roster.
Right.
It's not a proving year as a coach to have that kind of roster, that kind of turnover, that kind of youth. It was an aggressive attempt to make ourselves stronger for the future. I think we all recognize that, those of us that are close to it. And really, so what we're doing right now is continuing that plan. We want to continue to add high-quality character football players. We want to continue to coach unity, coach togetherness, teamwork. Certainly, as Mr. Weaver alluded to today, accountability is at the forefront, and that's for all of us. I think he, recognizes some things that he thinks he can do better as the owner, and starting on from the top on down, me as the head coach, there are some things I know I'm a heck of a lot better head coach now in year after 7 years than I was when I first got here. And I think we all have to do that in this organization. I think Gene's doing that with himself and with his staff, and we'll do that throughout our organization and continue basically the very sound, the very logical plan that we laid out last year, which is to make this franchise a healthy franchise going forward, for not only for next year but for many years to come.
When we talked last week, you talked about where you were going, where you were committed, what you were believing you were going to do.
Right.
Did the USC job, did that spark an interest in you that, maybe if things didn't work out or if they didn't go as smoothly as you thought they would in your season-ending meeting, did the USC job pique your interest at all, or is that just a coincidence of timing?
Yeah, that's not something that's really that wasn't part of our conversation today.
Wayne said that.
It's my entire focus has been on, what can I do to help the Jacksonville Jaguars improve, go forward, be strong. What I promised when I got here is that we would, work our way into the postseason tournament, qualify for the playoffs, and be able to contend for a championship.
Right.
And that's what we have to do, that we have to get ourselves back. And, we've made some mistakes here. I think we all recognize that. We have. I'm included in that. We have made some mistakes here. I think with that, there's an opportunity to grow, to grow from that experience, to learn, to improve, to not make the same mistakes, to be better going forward. We have the resolve to do that. I think we started in terms of addressing some of the mistakes and moving on from them. I think we had an outstanding draft last year. Some really good young men that make up the core of this football team right now.
9 players.
We got a new Pro Bowler in Maurice Jones-Drew, which is outstanding. And we feel like we can build upon, the foundation that we've laid here and grow this football team into a very successful one.
In his news conference this afternoon, Wayne alluded to what you just did, and that is doing some things differently, changing some directions here or there to get to that championship level that you both aspire to. Is it anything that people will see from the outside, or are they subtle internal changes, maybe the way that you deal on draft day, maybe a scheduling issue? I mean, what kind of changes can you make that people would recognize?
Well, that's a good question. I think, it's really not about trying to put on a facade that somebody's going to recognize, or doing something unusual so that you can say, see, there's a nickname, offense or defense or approach on special teams that they're taking. No, I think what it comes down to is, systematically going through the operation, making sure that we're getting everything we can out of every department, every layer of coaching, every layer of scouting. As we go through this organization, I think Mr. Weaver's taken a very aggressive, stand and an approach in terms of building this organization from top to bottom. and doing things at a first-class level and doing things to allow us to become an elite football team. I think that's what we're after, is to build a football team that's strong for many years to come. And I think that the way that we're setting about doing that is the right way. You build through the draft. You supplement with free agency.
Right.
You look for some opportunities in free agency. But really, you're building through the draft, developing players. And now we have a real good core of players that, you know, with quarterback schools and OTAs and things this offseason, getting with them and the detail of what we can do to bring out the very best in each individual player is going to be paramount. That's going to be, you know, priority number one.
You know, in this era of instant media, right, where perception becomes reality and all-day sports talk radio where people talk, it comes down to something I've learned in 16 years with this organization around this league, and that is it's always players. You know, I mean, if you have the best players, you win. You said about that this year in bringing in good football players that we talked about. From that perspective, does it even merit a conversation about scheme? You know, I mean, when you looked at your defense this year and you talked about that being better.
Yeah, I think there'll be time for scheme discussions.
Is it scheme or is it players? You know,
well, it's a combination.
Because people are going to point and say, well, you know, you should have run the 3-4 or you should blitz more.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at your scheme offensively and defensively, aside from the fact we know that you had a lot of rookies and new players this year, do you like where your scheme is? I mean, 2 years ago offensively, it set records.
Yeah,
all the franchise records.
I think if you look at some of the things we've done offensively, you know, we've really run the ball well. We've had some opportunities in the past game. We've become more explosive offensively. I think that we could use a freshness, you know, just a you know, we're going to look at it. I mean, in terms of, you know, building upon what we have and having a fresh element to it, a little something to give ourselves an advantage. We're going to look for that. And we'll spend some time with that. And I think the other thing that we can do to take ourselves to the next level is in the development of the players that we have. You know, to take a Mike Thomas and a Mike Sims-Walker and get them with David Garrard and, an offseason with those guys throwing and getting the timing of their routes down, you know, those guys are going to be here. We've got a core of young players that are going to be here. Zach Miller and Mercedes Lewis, they're going to be here. We can get the timing down on routes. We ought to be able to execute at a much higher level with all those guys here. You look at our two rookie tackles from last year, them coming back, having an offseason working with Andy, you know, with Vinny and Uche at guards and the strength of those four guys going forward. You can build some continuity, become a lot better than just some talented individuals out there. So we can definitely take steps there on the offensive side. And I think you can go throughout the roster and look at that. I mean, look at Josh Scobie.
Okay,
as strong as he is. He misses 10 field goals this year. You go, wow, 10 field goals. Well, you know, four of them were end of the first half field goals that are freakish. You don't usually get four of those in a season whereas an offense, you get the ball, you move down, get yourself in position to try a really long kick, and you have a strong-legged kicker where you can take a shot at it. We did that with Josh a few times this year, and we certainly want to see him improve his field goal percentage going forward. So those are the types of things we'll be looking at. Defensively, I know I'm being a little long-winded.
No, it's okay.
Defensively, I think what you're talking about is, you know, really the roots of what I brought here.
Right.
Attacking 4-3 defense, tight coverage. I think we got away from some of those principles over the last couple of years. We played a lot of soft zone. You know, I think we're allowing the quarterback to be way too comfortable. We've got to get back to an attacking 4-3, penetrating front, tight coverage in the back end. Yes, blitz. Yes, do some of the exotics. And we've learned a lot of that. We've spent a lot of time studying what some of the top defenses are doing, and we've been able to do some of it in spurts. But again,
but isn't that players?
Well, we're going to get them into one-on-one situations. They've got to win one-on-ones, and we're going to make our roster competitive. One thing I guarantee you is that we're going to have an influx of players on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to force the guys that are here to compete for spots and playing time and make it very competitive.
You know, most of the things that you just enumerated are things that you do anyway. It's the natural progression of things, right? You talked about Mike Thomas and some of the young receivers being here with David Garrard. Well, they couldn't be here last year because they hadn't been drafted when the OTA started.
That's right.
You are limited into how much time you can have with players out on the field. So it sounds like those are the kinds of things that you can adjust, is maybe a little bit of focus here and there on the way that you go about your offseason program.
Well,
that doesn't sound dramatic because you do that every year,
don't you? That's why, you know, you want to look for something. It's a ton of little things that make the difference. That's what makes the difference between, you know, average or great, good or great. That's what gives you a chance. And so Those are the things where we're focusing our energy on. How can we really improve? I think the hype and the media and the stories that come out this time, that's good for fans and that's good for people that are interested in football and interested in their team. But in terms of the nuts and bolts of what we're doing, you know, the basics of what we have to get done, that's where our energy has to be put.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with the head coach of the Jaguars, Jack Del Rio, when we return on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Brian Sexton with the head coach on what's been an eventful day here in Jacksonville. Jack Del Rio is the Jaguars coach. Wayne Weaver said he made the right decision for the franchise, made the right decision for himself because he wants a ring. Man will be 75 years old this month. He wants a ring. I know, Coach, I don't see you wearing your Ravens Super Bowl ring. I know it's because you're the coach of the Jaguars. You'd probably like to have one of those yourself.
Sure would.
Done deal. One of the side effects of a media circus, which is what we've seen probably since Friday when Pete Carroll announced he was going to go and take the job in Seattle, stories, rumors, innuendo. There were stories of strained relationships in this building between you and others. Can you address those and tell us where they came from or if they're false or true?
No. Well, I mean, the only thing I would do on that point, Brian, is to say, you know, a couple things. One, a couple things were brought to my attention. I don't spend a lot of time worrying about that kind of stuff.
Right.
I think...
But I'm sure your family hears those things and sees
those
things.
Yeah, family, friends,
easy.
People that care, family and friends reach out and they're like, hey, that's not true. Why are they saying that? Well, you know, you can't control all that.
Right.
But, you know, I know, like, there's been speculation about Gene and I. Gene and I work very closely, have great respect for each other. I think he's doing a terrific job. I've said that time and again. You know, we both are going to pour our heart and soul into this organization. And we set out a plan last year. We went through this past season executing that plan and brought ourselves in what probably should have taken 2 years. We accomplished in 1 year by being very aggressive in what we did. And so, you know, we have a great relationship. So to anybody that says anything contrary to that,
right,
just doesn't know what they're talking about. That was one of the things that's out there. You know, I'm out in the community, the foundation efforts, my wife and I, my children, all those types. To have those types of things thrown out there is so irresponsible.
Yeah.
It's just irresponsible. I mean, you know, people, I have great relationships in this community. I interact a lot. I go to my son and daughter's games, and fans come up, and I sign autographs, and I'm friendly and all. So people that throw those things out there irresponsibly, it's just one of the tough parts of the business,
right,
that, you know, how do you really defend yourself? It's tough to. So, you know, you just can stay true to who you are as a man and the principles you believe in. Stay the course and trust God to do the rest.
You've been around this game a long time. And does it surprise you how things can take on a life of their own? And I'll just give you an example now. You talk about being out there. And if Waterfront Magazine or Jacksonville Magazine had a photo of every event you were at, people would say,
right,
well, he's at too many events. He should be coaching.
Right,
you
right.
Know? I mean, it's
how does he
like
have time to
win.
Coach?
It's almost like you can't win regardless when things take on a life of their own.
Yeah, I said to a few friends who were reaching out over the past couple of days, and I said, it's really fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of explodes. It starts with one thing, and then another, and then a couple opinions, a couple talking heads, and then the response to that, and then it just explodes. It's amazing to watch what today's media can do with a story and how it can, you know, can turn into a monstrous storm, and then go away.
Right.
You know, and then go away, and it usually goes away with facts. And to me, you know, that's what's most important is focus on the facts of how we can do things, how we can do them better. How we can work together to bring a championship to Jacksonville.
Can you pinpoint a moment where it turned? Because we were talking last week. I mean, Rick Goslin, Charlie Casserly were writing stories about what you were doing with 16 rookies.
Yeah,
and
coach of the year.
33 new faces. Yeah, I mean, you were. I mean,
January 4th,
right.
Charlie Casserly wrote a piece. I think it was CBS Sports.
Right. CBSSportsLine.com.
Okay. Charlie Casserly wrote a piece. Still, all right, after the season, saying ought to get coach of the year consideration. our staff, right, what we did. I mean, so it's not, I think sometimes those positive stories get lost. And, you know, we're going to continue to do the right things for the right reason. That's what I assure everybody out there listening right now. I assure you, and that's what my staff understands.
If you had finished with an 8-8 record, would you? I don't know how the right way to ask this question is, but I would have thought, playoffs or not, that based on what you found this year, the players that you found, and the progress you made, that you were going to enjoy this offseason more than last.
Well, I'm going to enjoy the offseason. Okay. I enjoy life. I think. You know, we have work that we do.
Right.
This is a wonderful profession to be a part of. This is the epitome of sport, you know. And it's very competitive, and we're going to enjoy this offseason working at it, right, building this team stronger, and doing the things that we need to do to give ourselves a chance to be our very best.
But I saw you in Mobile last year, and I know you enjoyed the opportunity out there, but you had a little bit of a closed – I mean, you were deep in thought when I saw you in the hotel lobby or
yeah,
when I saw you in the restaurant, wherever you were. And I remember thinking, well, he's got a lot on his mind. You know, the GM has changed a little bit. They're going to let go of a lot of players this offseason. So I figured this year you would enjoy this one as a step, you know.
Yeah.
It would be more enjoyable than last season.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be for you, based on what you found this year?
Well, I had a heck of a time last year. Now, I got to tell you. I said it many times. I had a lot of fun.
Right.
That was a big challenge. There was a lot of work involved. In many respects, it was challenging yet invigorating. I mean, but I had more fun last year coaching than I've had in a long time. And we want to build on that. I want to go forward this year, have a great offseason, and make next year even better.
355-NFL-1. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with some of the coaches, or pardon me, some of you with the coach. I was going to ask you about your assistant coaches. We'll do that too. When we return on the Jack Del Rio Show, and you're listening on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network.
Hey, dude drinkers, it's time for another episode of Mountain Dew User's Guide to the Good Life. Today, how to impress a girl.
It's pretty easy to do if you follow these simple steps.
Okay, step one, be good looking.
That's right. Look at me. I look hot.
Do you even own a mirror?
Of course I do.
Does it work?
Yes.
Okay, step two to impressing a girl, compliment her.
Yeah, but be creative, okay? If she's got an amazing badonkadonk, then everybody compliments her on that badonkadonk.
Right, so compliment a different feature. Maybe her eyebrows, like, your eyebrows are so amazing. They remind me of your badonkadonk.
Nice. Definitely gonna work.
Nailed it. Step three, guys, buy her a Mountain Dew.
Right, you wanna say something like, hey, can I buy you a Mountain Dew? You beautiful creature, you.
Oh, that last part's just creepy.
Good point. Step four, don't be creepy.
So, just to recap, to impress a girl, be good-looking, be complimentary, and be generous with the dew.
And
don't be creepy. Mountain Dew.
Do the dew.
From sock drawers to piggy banks, saving has taken many forms. But when you're looking for a better way to save, at Wachovia, we're with you. That's why there's the Way to Save program. With Way to Save, $1 is automatically transferred from checking to savings when you use your check card to make a purchase or pay certain bills online. And you'll get a bonus just for saving. Call 800-WACOVIA, visit wachovia.com/waytosave, or stop by and find out how the Way to Save program can help you. Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company. Wachovia Bank N.A., Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A., members FDIC.
Want free Jaguars gear and exclusive memorabilia?
Of course you do.
Well, now there's a way to get great Jaguars merchandise just by making JaguarSearch.com your new online search engine. JaguarSearch.com. Every search is a chance to win digital dollars that could be redeemed for great prizes, like autographed Jaguars footballs, trading cards, comic books, gift cards, collectibles, and a whole lot more. Hey, you're already searching the web.
Why not win free stuff just for doing it?
JaguarSearch.com. It's just that easy. JaguarSearch.com.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Brian Sexton along with the head coach. We'll have him for one more segment here on the Jack Del Rio Show. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Grab a call or two, and let's go with Dave, who is a frequent caller to the program from St. Augustine. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Coach, I got to tell you, while it was fun to have the Jaguars news on the websites and everything like that, I got to tell you, I was really not expecting any big-time changes to be happening in it or anything like that, and I'm glad they're not. Just between, you know, what you had been saying about this being one of your most fulfilling seasons as a coach, and with Wayne, you know, blatantly saying that he wasn't planning on making any moves, I'm really glad none were made, because whether it shows up with people's perceptions on the field or not, great strides were made with this team this year. And the most important aspect of the team, which is the personnel. It's been a real treat attending all the games this year, watching the games on TV on the road. You can always do better. Things could have been much worse. I'm really looking forward to this team progressing, the offseason, the draft. You know, after this offseason, I'm sure we're going to have one of the youngest rosters in the league. And I'm looking forward to seeing the continued development. If there's one thing I would like to see moving forward is, and I like David Garrard. I think he can be a successful, productive quarterback in the league. I would really like to see his position challenged. You know, I hope he's back, and I hope that we have someone behind him ready to challenge him, because I think that is the one thing that will absolutely push a guy, is when your job is on the line. I know sometimes the disgruntled fans, the frustrated fans, are often the loudest and the most short-sighted. But there are a lot of people that do like and support you, Jack, and glad you're here and do want you back. And I'm one of those people, and I definitely want you back and look forward to next year. Thanks for this year. It's been a great time. And, you know, best of luck moving forward. Go Jaguars.
All right. All right. Great call. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that very much. You're right about that. I think the loud voice sometimes is the only voice you hear, and that – sometimes is the negative voice. It kind of reminds me, you know, I was at my son's football game this year, sat in the stands and was trying to watch the game, and, you know, got a stream of excited kids that wanted to come up and get an autograph, sign, take a picture, and I patiently did it for the entire game.
Right.
At the end of the game, walked over to see my son, and a young man tugged on me. I said, "Hang on 1 second," and I went back to my boy, and, you know, it several minutes passed, and I turned back. He was gone. Well, wouldn't you know, I get a letter from his mom ripping me. How dare I not address his that little Johnny when I just spent the whole game, when I'm trying to watch my boys, you know, doing so, things like that, you know, and you get one voice like that, and it can taint you know, all the positives. And all the interaction I had that night was very positive. And I think very similar to what Dave's talking about. I'm very honored to be the coach here in Jacksonville. I think it's a great opportunity to work for Mr. Weaver, and I'm going to give it everything I have.
10 people will write a restaurant order to complain if they don't like the soup, but nobody writes to say, "Hey, that was the best bowl of lobster bisque I ever had."
You're always talking about food. What do you want to eat now?
Let's go to your favorite place.
Got a couple spots?
Yeah, I know where you've got a really good I know exactly where you want to go. Let's go with Brian and Ponte Vedra next, and then I want to ask you about the playoffs. Hey, Brian, what's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Hey, Coach, I just want to offer you some words of encouragement. I know that, you know, we've dealt on the negativity. Remember a couple years ago when the team was involved with, well, certain players were involved with shenanigans off the field, and that really kind of tainted the game a little bit. But things have cleaned up over the last couple years, and you've done a great job here, and I was really kind of distraught that there was even a hint of you leaving, because we've been in a building mode here for the last few years, and it's going to continue on. But I think the fans are coming back, and they're going to be there strong and support the team, and I wouldn't worry about that. You know, I think it was somebody said that if you talk to 1,500 people, 1,386 of them are going to say something negative, where only 5 people will say something positive, and then there's those that are indifferent. And don't listen to the indifference and the negativity of these people around here, because it's really meaningless. When you look at the bottom line, you've done a great job here, and we're happy to have you, and we want you to stay. I know I speak for many, but I'll take your responses off the air. You're doing a good job. Thank you very much, and we enjoy your presence. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. I know that it's most important that you stay the course and do the things you believe in. You know, when we set out a plan to do what we did last year, I think you have to have a little dose of reality interjected to it. And so, you know, we did. I think that you can do a something, you know, you can blow something up, and because it may feel better. What have you really accomplished? You know, the continuity that we're going to have with our staff, with our young players, with the time on task that they have in the system, for us as coaches to go out now and refine the techniques that we're looking for, work on our systems, and be able to just, you know, have a freshening of things, but to really go back and take those players and put them in the best possible positions. We will squeeze the most out of this roster with the continuity going forward and this staff. And I believe that in my heart. I know that to be the case. People that don't look at it that way, they're either acting out of emotion, got their feelings hurt, weren't able to deal with it on some level, and you can't really – you can, and you can be one of the teams that changes all the time and never gets any better. And I think Wayne made the decision to go forward with what we have in place because he knows that we have a sound, solid plan that's logical, and he can see the reason for optimism, as can I.
You know, and there are a lot of different factors, but it's strange that on January 12th there are no head coach openings in the National Football League. The only one that was Seattle. Obviously, a lot has to do with this being the last year of the CBA and what can happen in 11. That being said, do you expect that your coaching staff, you talked about continuity, will come back intact? That you're going to keep all of your guys? You're gonna
I hope
lose
so.
Them? Yeah?
I hope so. Looks like it.
I mean, it's not – in a normal year, you'd have five or six openings, and there would be guys who would be called for
jobs.
Yeah,
there could be an opportunity for a guy here or there where they get a chance to get a promotion or they elect to play out their contract and go somewhere else for a more lucrative situation. Those things happen all the time, and as an organization, you have to respond accordingly. But there should not be significant change.
I guess I take that back. The Buffalo job is open at this point in time. I forgot about that. Final thoughts then before we let you go. What playoff game did you enjoy the most last weekend?
Probably Baltimore.
Yeah.
Just seeing them jump all over New England like that, I think everybody was shocked. I mean, the first 10 minutes of the game, they're up 21-0. That was a very impressive performance by them to go on the road and play that well.
And I think most people, based on the Arizona-Green Bay game, now you've got Arizona going to New Orleans.
That was a basketball game.
Yeah, it really was.
I mean, they were up and down the court. I mean, that was an unbelievable display of offense in that game.
So which of the four games do you want to see the most this weekend? If you could only see one, is there one that you would say, I will not miss
this
game?
Well, the question I have is, what would Breezes do? I just got back from New Orleans.
They're calling him Breezes?
I just got back from New Orleans.
Holy cow.
You would not believe. I mean, I was down there visiting my daughter.
Yeah.
You would not believe the support and the things they're coming up with. It's unbelievable. Yeah, they have shirts that say, what would Breezes do?
Well, it's amazing what winning does for a team in a city, doesn't it?
Oh, well, that city goes nuts for their football team now.
Absolutely. They've got a waiting list now. I mean, they were a lot like this franchise a couple of years ago where they had all kinds of empty seats, and now look at where they're at. So
they really rallied. When Katrina hit and Mr. Benson was doing what he was doing and all that, I think that city really ignited and rallied around that team. And right now, I mean, you know, heck, I'm getting in the elevator, going up, and it's We Love Our Saints, and you banners hanging everywhere. And they've had a great run. Went to a Hornets basketball game, and Drew Brees was there. And
Breezes.
Love it. What would Breezes do?
Coach, thanks so much for stopping in tonight.
My pleasure.
And we'll talk to you next fall on the Jack Del Rio Show.
Sounds good.
Between then, but for sure when we start this program up right before training camp. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. We'll take a break and return. More to come on the Jack Del Rio Show after this on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
All right, we went really long, but when you have the coach in studio in January, you try to take advantage of it. By the way, we have one more Jack Del Rio show next Tuesday. We'll do a season review. We'll do all 16 games in that 1 hour. So we will not invite your calls. It'll just be Joe and I reflecting on the year. Okay, what we're going to do is they're having the ticketing event up in the Bud Zone. We're going to take a break, try and hook up with Sam Jordan from News Talk Radio WOKV and get an update for you on the My Team Teal event in the Bud Zone after this quick timeout on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network.
Jaguars fans, season tickets for the 2010 season are now on sale with new ways to save and new ways to pay. Season tickets start at just $300.
That's only $30 per game.
And you can spread your payment over 8 or even 30 months. Be there as we take on some of the NFL's finest. The Colts, the Eagles, the Redskins, the Titans, and the Broncos. Season ticket owners get great benefits, too, including the lowest per game price and a Jaguars rewards card. Call 633-2000 or visit Jaguars.com to order your season tickets today.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Brian Sexton at Jacksonville Stadium. Thanks for the coach. We appreciate having him on this evening, sharing his thoughts on what have been a bunch of very crazy days for him and his staff, to be sure. All right, some crazy things going on upstairs as they unveil My Team Teal, the Touchdown Jacksonville initiative in conjunction with the Jaguars to make this thing sing in Jacksonville. And our own Sam Jordan, who you hear on our pre- and post-game shows and right here on News Talk Radio, WOKV in Jacksonville on a weekly basis, is up there. Sam, give us a sense of how the evening has gone thus far.
All right, Brian. Well, good turnout. About 300 people, I'm going to estimate. Cold night, as you know. So you get 300 people in Jacksonville to sit in the stands, mind you. This was held outside. You could warm up in the Bud Zone, have a couple drinks, and then once the festivities started, they had the podium down in the end zone, and you had Wayne Weaver there, Mayor John Payton opened things up, and about 300 people here, and they were enthusiastic. I don't know where you want me to start from there. I got a little bit about what everyone said, but basically the crux of this thing is Team Teal, and the website is myteamteal.com, and it's kind of like when you do a charity run or something like that. You sign up for sponsors. What the Jaguars want you to do is to make a commitment for 3 years to buy two season tickets. Okay, so if you buy just two season tickets, say, I'm signing up for 3 years, then you are a team captain of this Team Teal. And then when you recruit someone who can buy just one season ticket, you get points. Add up all those points for your team, it gets you free gear, maybe even Super Bowl tickets. You can hang out with Wayne Weaver in his luxury box, that kind of stuff. So that is the incentive there. Get free goodies, lots of good stuff. If you become a team captain, commit to the team for 3 years, and then get other people to sign up for season tickets.
All right, and in terms of today, because obviously people had to be buzzing about the news from Jacksonville today, Wayne Weaver saying he made the best decision for the franchise to keep Jack Del Rio. Any sense of how people reacted to that? And did Wayne say anything more when he addressed them?
Jack Del Rio's name was not mentioned during this entire 40-minute event. Tony Boselli was kind of the star. He came through at the end, and he's the leader of this Team Teal thing. He had a comment, I'll be danged if I let L.A. or any other city take our franchise, and that brought people to their feet. And Wayne Weaver got a standing ovation, too, from these fans. These are dedicated Jaguars fans sitting here, and they desperately want to keep the team here. So I think you can also take this as another sign that Wayne Weaver is quite serious about keeping the team here. But as far as the coach, no. I didn't do really too much talking with the fans. You could hear people buzzing about it. I can't tell you whether people are happy or not. But as far as this event, this was just all about Jaguars fans and Jaguars pride.
All right. And obviously you'll follow his stories tomorrow on News Talk Radio, and I imagine something will be posted on the web shortly.
Oh, exactly. It'll be on the web. We'll do a little bit more in the 7 o'clock newscast and Jacksonville's morning news at 5 a.m. when I'll be sleeping, but we'll have some reports there.
Well, look, Sam, I don't think we got to sign off properly at the end of the game in Cleveland, but we enjoyed having you in your role all season long with Marco Coleman. Thanks so much for a good season.
And thank you for being a gracious host, Brian. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Sam Jordan, news star from News Talk Radio WOKV, reporting live from the Bud Zone where the My Team Teal event is taking place this evening. And don't forget, you can go to MyTeamTeal.com for all the details. We'll take a break and come back with the final segment of the Jack Del Rio Show after this quick timeout on Jaguars Radio. All right, about 90 seconds left in our show. This was the second-to-last Jack Del Rio Show of the 2009 season. Next week, Joe Fortunato and I take you on a little trip back through the 2009 season. We'll have some of the highlights, some of the lowlights as well, and kind of get you set for wrapping up 2009. And before you know it, the Senior Bowl, the Combine, the Draft, free agency, OTAs, we'll be doing it all over again. But if you are going to listen for highlights of the Seattle game, I'll give you an advance. There are none. We were looking today at some of the things that we were going to use for that show. And, Joe, we had no highlights from Seattle.
Not a sack.
Is that the first time in Jaguars history that we did not have a Bud play the game?
I really cannot remember.
41-0.
No. We have had times when there wasn't a Bud play. You've done that before.
Really?
When you decided, no, forget it. This was poor.
There wasn't
but
one.
But I can't remember a time I look at the computer and I can't find a highlight, a sack, an interception,
right.
Nothing.
Well, so that tells the story of the Seattle game right there. No highlights. Sometimes it's what you don't say that speaks the loudest, right? Generally in radio, that's not the case, but it is in the case of this. So next Tuesday, our final Jack Del Rio show is a season in review. Joe and I narrate highlights and remind you of some of the good points, as well as we go through some of those that were not so good in 2009. Special thanks to Coach Del Rio for dropping by this evening and sharing his thoughts on the last few days. Don't forget, those of you listening in Jacksonville, tomorrow night Vic Ketchman joins me for the final two-hour edition of Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna, and that should be an eventful show as well. Special thanks to Joe Fortunato as well for just, well, being Joe. Have a great night, everybody.
This has been the Jack Del Rio Show, brought to you by Prudential Network Realty, the Jacksonville Transportation Group, Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company, Ticket Exchange, and Community First Credit Union. Join us again next Tuesday night at 6 for your chance to talk to the head coach. The Jack Del Rio Show is a presentation of the WOKV Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network.